Hello, I'm Al Kagan, a member of the local peace community. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said. You can fool all the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. The so-called smoking gun has emerged in the Downing Street minutes, which clearly state that the Bush administration intended to attack Iraq from soon after 9/11 and decided to, quote, fix the intelligence around the policy, end of quote. Representative John Conyers of Michigan has courageously held a hearing on the Downing Street minutes, where one analyst called for the beginning of impeachment hearings. Lying to the American people in order to start a war is an impeachable offense. A congressional out-of-Iraq caucus of 50 representatives was organized after the hearing, and 122 congresspersons are calling for an investigation of the Downing Street minutes. Although one can't find very much about all this in the mainstream media, all the polls show that the majority of the American people now think the Iraq War was a mistake. Somehow the reality is getting through. As casualties dramatically mount, every time the president or his top officials make a statement about how the U.S. is winning the war, the majority of people again realize that the emperor has no clothes. People realize that the war is making us less safe, since Iraq has turned into a training ground for terrorists. In a recent article in The Nation, Jonathan Schell described how he glimpsed the truth at large from a single news report. Two Washington Post reporters spent time with Charlie Company, the model unit of Iraq's new American-trained army. They found the soldiers only in the war for the paychecks and at the cost of their self-respect. The reporters learned how the Iraqi soldiers refused to fight American enemy because they identified with the other side. They even sang songs about the humiliation of their country and praised Saddam Hussein. So Schell tells us that the U.S. is training the future resistance to itself. No more lies. Bring the troops home now.